Happy Friday, everybody. It's a beautiful one here in Detroit. Looking out the window here from the Golden Tower of the Fisher Building at WJR AM 760. Nice looking day. I mean, a little bit of clouds, but hey, it's beautiful. No rain, no snow, no nothing else. So we don't have anything to worry about. Now, I got to tell you, when the weather especially starts really getting nice, what's the best thing to do is go outside and enjoy a festival. Right now, being joined by Joe Ventimiglia. Sorry, Joe. He is the chairman for Festa Italiana. How are you today?
You know, Greg, I'm working to get him back. His phone dropped. Oh, there he is right now. Hey, Joe, we're going to put you on hold and right through to Greg, okay? The little radio on the fly. Great.
Hey, that happens. That's live radio. That is what happens. So Joe is here with us now.
How are you, Greg?
Good, Joe. How about yourself?
I'm doing well today.
Great. Well, I know, like I just mentioned to people, especially when the weather just continues to get better, we like to get outside, we like to go to festivals, and you have got one heck of a one coming up in July, Festa Italiana at Freedom Hill Country Park. That's going to be Friday, July the 19th through Sunday, July 21st. Tell us a little bit about it, and what can people expect to see when they're there?
Well, it's again, you got the dates correct. It's we're going on, I think, about our 58th or 59th year.
Wow.
We've been going strong for a long time. We're probably the largest Italian festival in the state of Michigan. We have a great lineup of entertainment this year. We have the Bronx Wanderers coming back. We have a band called Fantasia. I believe they're out of somewhere in Canada. We have Louis Primo Jr. We have Frank Chinta. We have a bunch of local acts, Ray Mesa. So we've got a great lineup of entertainment for three consecutive days in a row, nonstop.
And also, just even looking at the rundown, it, like you said, great entertainment. Everybody will enjoy. But you've got so much other stuff. Now, first of all, folks, it's free to attend. Only a $10 charge per vehicle will be collected, with proceeds going to several nonprofit organizations. Now, last year, right, you were able to raise over $75,000 for the charities. I mean, you know, just for stuff like that. That's got to be great, yeah, to know that people come in and do things like that for you.
Yeah, and it's a big part of what we want to do. We want to make sure that we give back to the community, and because a lot of them are such big helps to us when we're putting this on.
And some of the things that are featured, I love it. Amazing, authentic Italian food. I wouldn't think anything less. I'm quite sure.
Yeah. we have amazing food. We have, you know, the biggest names in the Macomb County area. We've got the Nino Salvaggio's, the Andiamo's, the Vincent Joe's, the Randazzo's. We have anywhere from Italian food. Lots of it. Steak sandwiches, sausage sandwiches, meatball, pasta, and so there's plenty of food to eat, and it's plenty to drink and live entertainment, and it's a great place to spend your weekend and enjoy everybody for the 3 days.
Right, like you said, the delicious food. Like it also says beer and wine, so you had me at red wine right there, and so I'll be there with my vino and enjoying all the music. Plus, you've got the Italian American Idol contest on Saturday. Talk a little bit about that. What's that all about?
It's a great time. We get we try to get Italian, obviously, singers, but obviously off of the American Idol. And it's young kids getting up on stage and showing us what they got. And sometimes they end up being future entertainers at our festival. So it's a great time. We have a meatball contest, a cannoli eating contest, a beautiful baby contest. So we've got a lot of contests for a lot of people to get involved.
And I was going to bring that up. I saw that on the list. That one's got to be the hardest one, the cutest baby contest, because it's like, hey, you all win.
Yes, it is. It's very difficult when you got about 30 or so babies and all the mothers and everybody are anxious to see who's going to win.
And the one who doesn't. Oh, you think my kid's ugly? No, 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 no.
And that's when I stay away from that contest.
Right.
Okay? But the meatball eating contest has been a huge success for many 20 years plus. I mean, it's just individuals in one category and restaurants in another category, and they bring their meatballs, and we have 5 or 6 Macomb County judges that taste the meatballs, and they eat a lot of meatballs to figure out who's the next winner in each category. So it's not hard to find anybody to be the judge of that one.
Right, right. And then my other favorite one, and you already know what line from what movie always comes to mind when you say cannoli, the cannoli eating contest. And I don't think I've ever been to a bakery in the past 40 years where when I was ordering cannoli, leave the gun, take the cannoli. Yep. You got to do it that way.
Yep. You got to do it that way, you know? So, but it's a great time. And I hope to see a lot of people out there. Our weather forecast looks great. It's an enjoyable evening of a lot of people that just come and they stay all day. And like you said, it's free event except for the car parking. So don't hesitate and show up.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. And like you said, which year is this again for it?
I want to say we're around the 58th, 59th. So, yeah. And I've been doing this with my crew, who I cannot do without, for about 20 years.
Okay.
Of the last 59. So it's, I have a crew of people that work hard, and without them, none of this happens.
And of course,
our vendors.
Oh, that's for sure. Your vendors, yep, you need those. That's for sure. And when it first started out, where was it held, the very first one? I mean, like you said, I know you weren't involved at that time, but...
It was downtown. Well, I went to it. it started, I mean, the most popular it was downtown at the riverfront.
Oh, okay.
It was down there, and then it came out of there, and then it started as just a Italian-American Chamber of Commerce picnic that then snowballed into, let's do a little more. And then it went to Freedom Hill, and it's been there other than a few years that we had to leave due to certain reasons, but it was at Freedom Hill for the majority of the last 40-plus years.
Wow.
I mean, when I got 40 years ago, I got married, and the day after the wedding, we went to the festival before we left.
Now that's
standard. That was at Freedom Hill back then.
Okay. Fantastic. Joe, thank you so much. Don't forget, folks, it's the Festa Italiana coming up, Freedom Hill Country Park, Friday, July 19th through Sunday, July 21st. Stop on by, get a cannoli, tell them I sent you. Joe, thanks so much for being with me on this Friday.
Thank you, and have a great day.
And you too. You're listening to The Focus Show right here on WJR AM 760. I'm Greg Russell, sitting in for Paul W. Smith. We'll be back with more right after this.